Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And we go out to our Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We are joined by our Browns beat reporter. He is the dangerous one, Daryl Ryder. Daryl, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
We are good. I'm good. Chico, you good?
A little bit warmer now. I'm used to the elements. I admit a bit of a wuss there to start the broadcast, but I'm feeling better.
We've eased into it. Now that we've been out here for about an hour or so, now it's feeling comfortable. I no longer feel like people have to earn their stripes out here. We're doing a lot better.
I should tell you that Joe Thomas is out with his sleeve. Here I am, all decked out. This guy's like, yeah, what's up, man?
Well, you don't get inducted in the College Football Hall of Fame this past weekend wearing long sleeves.
That's right. That was good stuff, by the way, in Wisconsin.
That was a lot of fun. Daryl, we've got some news here with the Browns. ESPN's Josina Anderson, though, saying Greedy Williams, Denzel Ward not playing today. I don't think that will – obviously it's an impact. There's no question about that. But how much bigger of an impact is it now than, let's say, after the Ravens game when we thought, okay, you know, guys like T.J. Carey, Terrence Mitchell can fill in?
Least surprising news. I told you guys last week that would probably happen, and that appears to be the case. So, I don't know. I think that the Browns are fine in the secondary. I really do. I think that they'll be okay. John Dorsey said from day one he needed at least five corners to be able to compete at this level in the modern game. And, you know, we have seen both T.J. Carey and Terrence Mitchell play well. And we've seen him not play well at San Francisco, but in defense of them, nobody on the defensive side of the ball played well at San Francisco. So I'm not too concerned about it. Hopefully those guys, along with the rest of that defense, has a bounce-back afternoon.
Daryl, you think it has a little bit to do with, I mean, with the bye week next week, they're figuring – they get an extra week to get healthy, hopefully, and be ready to go in Foxborough. Does that have something to do with it, you think?
Yeah, and you don't want to rush the soft tissue injuries either, right? Because I know everyone's running to Twitter right now to tell me what a bust that Denzel Ward is. Yeah, the guy's such a bust, he made a Pro Bowl without playing the entire rookie season. But yeah, the guy sucks, you're right. You don't rush them. You make sure that they're healed. The bye week certainly helps. And then they come back 100% against the Patriots.
Daryl, the Seahawks are 26th against the pass, 270 yards per game. This one sets up for Baker nicely, and this is also, again, against a good team, so these are the ones that definitely do matter as far as flipping the narrative and flipping the script. How do you see it today for good old number six?
Well, the Browns have to play the way that they're not willing to play to win today, and that's to take what the defense gives them and take advantage of those 7 to 10 yard routes. But Baker Mayfield's not done that this year, so I don't know what to tell you. Unless he wakes up this morning and has an epiphany that, hey, this is what we need to do to win football games, and Tom Brady and Drew Brees and a dozen other quarterbacks have made careers out of taking passes like that, it's going to be a long afternoon for Baker, because we've seen that he's not seeing the field. There's instances where Odell and Jarvis are wide open and he's not even looking their direction. So I don't know what to tell you. I think Baker needs to wake up, and I think Baker needs to get out there and play up to the level that everyone expects him, because if you want to run your mouth, if you want to be cocky, if you want to be confident, or however you want to describe him, then you got to back it up with your play on the field. And so far to date, and the numbers back me up on this, especially in the red zone, you got to show up and you got to play your game at a high level.
Okay, Daryl, make no mistake that Baker's culpable for this. There's a lot of people culpable for this, but I had a guy on Friday night, Doug Farrar from USA Today, and he said he's been watching a lot of film on Baker, and he said, you know, yeah, he's got to take advantage of that, but he also said that if you go back to last year, and, you know, the second half of that season, obviously, when they were humming on offense, he said he would plant that back foot, and he was ready to go, and there was somebody there. There was a couple routes available. He said he's watching film now, and Baker's planting that back foot, and guys are still developing. The routes are still developing. So I hear what you're saying, and you're right. I agree with you. But this is also on Freddie. This is also on Munkin. This is also on these guys. I mean, some of these routes that he's seeing that are, you know, developing in front of him are taking way too long. So it's a combination of that, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. No question about it. And, you know, this offense doesn't even come close to resembling what it did a year ago. They've played five games. They've only had one in which they looked like a legitimate contender, and that was in Baltimore. The other four games have not gone well. Even that Jets game, remember, had they not had that 89-yard catch and run from Odell Beckham, which, again, I thought that would be a lesson learned. That was a 10-yard route that Beckham turned into an 89-yard catch and run for a score. You know, you get the ball in those guys' hands, and I think that's what Jarvis and Odell were saying last week when they're like, hey, get us the ball. Just put the ball in our hands and let us, you know, carry the load, for you, Bake. And the offense, I think, needs to be designed for that as well, and I'm not so sure that it is because, as we know, Todd Monken, he likes that vertical passing game, and I think that Baker and the Browns and the personnel they have are more suited for a West Coast-type style offensive game plan.
Yeah, Darrell, I'm happy you brought up Jarvis because we have a commonality here because you are in the locker rooms and you hear everything that Jarvis says. Then you send me the audio, and then I listen to it, and I cut it up, and you guys hear me play in the 2020s. So we share the fact that we've both heard every word that Jarvis Landry has had to say this season. We're one of the few people that can say that. And I was taken aback by what he had to say for a couple reasons. One, because he's typically more soft-spoken than what he was. He was very vocal. But the biggest reason for me was that I thought he was saying what Odell Beckham Jr. couldn't say, and that is that OBJ wants the ball, when really, if OBJ had said that after coming out a week after him saying, hey, I'm a stats guy, I'm not a stats guy, I just care about wins and only wins, OBJ himself couldn't have done that, but I see that as a clear-cut advantage now that he's got someone in Jarvis that can make that statement for him.
Well, and, I don't think that you're a me-first guy if you say, get me the ball. I don't. That's why he was brought here. That's why they made the trade, was for him to get the ball and to be able to make those explosive plays. In five games, guys, they have one touchdown between them. One. That's it. One touchdown between them both. That's just not a winning form. I mean, Nick Chubb's been sensational here in the early going, but one touchdown between Jarvis Landry and Odell Beckham Jr., two of the best wide receivers in the National Football League, that just doesn't cut it.
So were you surprised, though? Were you surprised that he was as vocal as he is, knowing that inherently that's not who Jarvis Landry is?
No, Jarvis can be a vocal guy. He's a leader in that locker room. He's a positive leader. He's been a positive burst of energy since he was acquired from Miami, and both he and Odell to date have been the exact opposite of the narrative and the perception that they came with, and that was that they're both pains in the backsides. They're not. They really are not. They want to win. They want to compete. They want to be given the opportunity to compete, but when the ball's not in their hands, how can you compete? And so I certainly understand the frustration that follows that, especially when you're not winning. And, those guys were brought here to help this team win, and the way to do that is to give them the ball and let them do their thing.
He's Darrell Ryder, our Browns beat reporter, joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline Sunday tailgate. Chico alongside Jonathan Peterlin getting you set for the Browns and the Seahawks coming up just after 1. All of that for you here on 92.3 The Fan. All right, well, let's flip this now, Darrell, because there's a guy quarterbacking the Seattle Seahawks who's pretty darn good, and he's coming in playing arguably his best football of his career right now. 12 touchdowns, 0 interceptions, 1,400 yards through the air, and Russell Wilson. Is there any concern, any lingering concern after what happened last Monday night against San Francisco, or is it one of those that you just say, you know what, bad game, travel to the West Coast, bad game plan, get ready for Russell Wilson? Or is there something that stands out from that game where you say, wow, that could be an issue against the Seahawks coming up this afternoon.
Yeah, I mean, you lose by 28 points is an issue. And, you know, Russell Wilson.
Anything in particular is what I'm saying, though.
Yeah, the whole defense bothered me. It was a no-show. The no-show is an issue. You know, and Russell Wilson's, I think, the first guy in the Super Bowl era. You mentioned the numbers, Chico. 1,400 yards passing with at least 12 touchdowns and no interceptions through five games. Nobody else has done that in NFL history. That's pretty incredible. He's riding an interceptionless streak that I think it's like 170-plus. He has the franchise. He has gone over 200 yards, or I should say over 200 passes without a pick, which is a Seahawks franchise record before as well. But he's playing at an elite level. And the problem with him and playing him is that the play is just never seems to be over. And, you know, the secondary is going to have to be extremely disciplined going against this Seattle offense, and Wilson could potentially carve him up. The thing about Russell, though, even though he runs, he's looking to throw first. That's the thing. That's the difference, I think, between him and Lamar Jackson, really, is, you know, Lamar will pull it down and he'll run and gash you, whereas Russell, the reason he's running is kind of getting the traffic out of his way so he can, similar to what Baker did last year. You know, Baker would roll right to get the traffic out of his way, and then boom, he'd zip the ball down the field and make some plays. Well, Russell Wilson does that on a consistent basis. So I'm concerned about the no-show, the fact that they gave up 275 yards on the ground. Seattle's running back comes into this thing with back-to-back 100-yard rushing games. Chris Carson.
Yes, he is. Yeah, he's a good one.
Yes, he is. So I'm a little concerned about that run defense that we were all feeling good about earlier in the year when they were holding, you know, Le'Veon Bell and Todd Gurley and Derrick Henry well under 100 yards rushing.
Great stuff, Daryl. Appreciate you giving us a couple minutes. Enjoy the game today and stay warm. You got to dress up a little bit warmer than what you probably expected as you left the house today.
I got a few layers on, so we'll be prepared. Enjoy the game this afternoon, guys.
Happy to hear. That is our Browns beat reporter, Daryl Ryder, on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.